The Social Worker's Daughter by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 23. Just an old-fashioned love song. Harry, Lila, and Hermione all made their way to the Great Hall for dinner. They all sat at the Gryffindor table, and several students' jaws dropped at the stunning sight of Lila and her little lavender number and perfectly braided hair.
"Oh, Merlin," Ron exclaimed. "You look amazing tonight, Lila."
He gently grabbed her by the hand and kissed her wrist. Lila blushed.
"Thank you, Ronald."
She gave him a little peck on the forehead. Ron's face soon matched his hair. Neville had a grin on his face that he just couldn't wipe away.
"Lila, you're absolutely stunning," he said rather nervously. "I'm rather jealous of Harry."
He gave Lila a gentle hug.
"I know you two will have a fantastic time at the Three Broomsticks. I can't wait to go myself."
Lila beamed at Neville.
"You're too sweet, Neville. Your turn will come, I promise."
She also gave him a peck on the forehead. Like Ron, Neville's face turned beet red.
"Whoa," Neville said softly.
"Harry," Hermione said gently, "would it be okay if you stayed here with the guys and I enjoy just a bit of girl talk with Lila and her Hufflepuff friends? You could meet us over there in, say, 20 minutes.
Harry smiled at Hermione.
"That's fine," he replied.
He gave both Lila and Hermione gentle hugs, and the girls both gave Harry quick pecks on each of his cheeks. Harry smiled at them as they made their way to the Hufflepuff table, and Harry turned back to enjoy his dinner with his Gryffindor housemates. At the Hufflepuff table, Lila was the envy of her housemates. Susan, Hannah, and Meghan couldn't stop gushing about how beautiful she looked.
"That's a very flattering little party dress you have," Susan said. "I wish I had something like that in my wardrobe."
"What a lovely shade of purple," added Meghan. "I know plum is your colour, but you look divine in lavender."
"And I love your ballet flats," sighed Hermione. "I wish I had a pair like yours."
"Thank you," replied Lila.
She then giggled softly.
"And Hermione, you still looked exceptionally beautiful last Thursday, even with clunky dress shoes."
Hermione giggled as well.
"Well, thank you, Lila. Maybe one day I'll be able to have a night out and not look like a prudish bookworm."
"You're so much more than a bookworm. You're truly a beautiful girl," Hannah chimed in. "For instance, I remember you spent well over an hour doing your hair last weekend. I promise your efforts didn't go unnoticed."
"You're every bit as pretty as Lila," Susan added.
"I think an occasional makeover courtesy of your Hufflepuff friends might get you to change your mind about how you view yourself."
Lila, Meghan, and Hannah all nodded in agreement. Hermione giggled.
"Using charms or muggle means?"
"Whatever you want," Lila replied. "I'm not a hairdresser, nor am I particularly proficient with beautification charms yet, but I promise you'll look terrific."
"That does sound rather lovely," Hermione said.
"Maybe if things work out during the holiday break and our families can meet up, perhaps you and I and our mums can go get pedicures together?"
Lila blushed.
I've never gotten a pedicure before. Are they nice?"
Hermione giggled.
"I got my very first one for my 11th birthday with my mum, and they are terrific. I promise your feet will feel 1,000% better when they're finished."
Susan grinned.
"It's cute listening to you two talk.
It sounds like there are a few perks to being a muggle-born witch."
"I think so too," replied Hermione. "I'm not sure what the Wizarding World equivalent of a pedicure is, but I'm sure it can't top the experience you'll get if you go to a muggle spa."
At that moment, Harry arrived at the Hufflepuff table.
"Hey," Harry greeted the girls. "I guess it's been about 20 minutes. I hope I wasn't interrupting anything too important."
"You're fine, Harry," Lila said. "I'm ready whenever you are. You do have the map and our permission notes to go, right?"
Harry grinned from ear to ear. "I have them right here," he answered with confidence. Lila hugged Hermione and then her Hufflepuff friends.
"I'll be back in a couple of hours. I'll try not to have too much fun this evening," she giggled.
Hermione gave Harry a gentle hug.
"Please take care of Lila," she whispered. "It's her turn to be your princess tonight. I hope you two have a wonderful time."
"Thanks, Hermione," Harry replied softly.
"You're an amazing friend, and I'm glad you care about her exactly the same way you care about me."
He gave her a gentle peck on the forehead.
"I'll see you in a bit."
Harry and Lila left the Great Hall, and just as Harry unfolded the directions to get back to Hogsmeade Village, they saw Professor McGonagall, who was taken aback at just how lovely Lila looked.
"Merlin's beard. You look exceptionally beautiful tonight, Miss Darling,"
Professor McGonagall gasped, clutching her chest.
You went beyond what Miss Granger did last week, and she looks divine.
Lila giggled.
Thank you, Professor, she replied. Doesn't Harry look dashing in his outfit?
Mr. Potter does look rather handsome, doesn't he?
Chuckled the Professor.
Two soirees in two consecutive weeks? At this rate, you'll have taken all the first-year girls out for Butterbeers by the end of term.
As long as you know the soirees and not dates, Harry replied. Lila and Hermione are my best friends, and they just happen to be girls.
Understood, young Potter,
Professor McGonagall chuckled.
And just a friendly reminder to mind your manners at Hogsmeade Village, and to be mindful of the time, just like last time curfew still applies. And, Miss Darling, if time permits, you may accompany Mr. Potter to the Gryffindor common room after your return to Hogwarts.
She then paused for a moment.
It might be a wee bit nippy out there, so please take these light coats just to be safe.
She waved her wand and conjured a couple of simple black zip-up jackets for Harry and Lila.
Thank you, Professor McGonagall, Harry said appreciatively.
Thank you, Professor, replied Lila. I know we'll have a terrific time this evening.
Professor McGonagall smiled.
I know you will. I don't want to keep you further, so off you go. Have a lovely time, you two.
Thank you, Professor, said Harry and Lila.
The two friends followed the directions to get to Hogsmeade Village. It was a fairly quick path, just like before. They ended up on the outskirts of the village, and Harry saw the familiar triple smokestack of the Three Broomsticks. He took Lila by the hand and led her to the pub. The same ginger hostess as last time greeted Harry and Lila.
Hello, lovelies, she cooed. I just want to make sure that you're allowed to be here tonight, so if you have them, I'd like to see your permission slips, please.
Harry and Lila gave the hostess their permission slips. She again waved her wands to make sure the notes were legitimate and returned them to Harry and Lila.
Perfect, young friends. Everything checks out. Professor McGonagall must think really highly of you to allow you to come back for the second time in as many weeks.
She winked at Harry.
She won't just let any student come here for a butterbeer. Those are rare treats for firsties indeed.
They were delicious, replied Harry.
I'm very grateful she let me take my other friend this time. She's in for a real treat.
She truly is, agreed the hostess.
Follow me, please, to your table. A server will be with you momentarily.
She led them to a small round table not far from the one that Harry and Hermione sat at last time. A couple of minutes later, a South Asian server with a long black ponytail arrived to take Harry and Lila's orders.
Hello there,
she greeted the pair warmly.
Would you like to start off with a couple of butterbeers?
That's what we're here for, replied Harry.
The server smiled.
I'll be right back, then.
She returned 2 or 3 minutes later with a couple of butterbeers.
Enjoy your butterbeers, dearies.
Lila took a delicate sip of her butterbeer.
This is brilliant, she remarked.
I've never had anything quite like this before.
They're amazing, aren't they? Agreed Harry.
They're a bit on the sweet side, so I think just a couple will be enough.
They are rather sweet, replied Lila. I don't have a huge sweet tooth, but it is quite a treat. And I think you're right, just a couple should do it for me. How did Hermione like them, by the way?
She liked them a lot, said Harry.
She doesn't have a huge sweet tooth either, but then again, she's the daughter of dentists, so that explains why she didn't go nuts.
I totally get it, giggled Lila.
Being the daughter of a social worker isn't that much different than being the daughter of a dentist. My mum made sure I didn't have too many sweets.
I didn't have sweets at all, sighed Harry.
I didn't really get much of anything until I came to Hogwarts.
And my heart breaks for you, Harry, Lila said. I wish you grew up knowing what it's like to be loved.
She took Harry's hand and squeezed it softly.
If it means anything, I love you, Harry. Hermione loves you as well. I know we can't replace your parents, but having two friends that love you unconditionally has to count for something.
And I love the two of you, Harry responded. I love you because you are my family now.
He looked down at the floor.
I know being my friend isn't always easy, but I just wanted to say thank you. You noticed something about me when we met on the train. I didn't tell you much then, and I know I haven't told you everything that happened at the Dursleys yet, but you have shown that you truly care. You really wanted to help me.
Lila squeezed Harry's hand again.
Harry, you're a terrific boy. And I've grown incredibly fond of you over the past month and a half. I just want you to be happy. You deserve a happy life.
Harry smiled at Lila.
I'm very happy right now, Lila. You and Hermione make me happy without fail. I know that you both think highly of me, but you still tell me that I'm smart or I'm kind, or that I'm important to you anyway. And when the two of us just sat under the tree and held hands the other day, that was the happiest of happy places. I never wanted it to end.
I didn't want it to end either, Harry, Lila replied.
She smiled radiantly at Harry.
Thank you for inviting me to the Three Broomsticks. It's nice to get out of the castle for a little bit.
Harry chuckled. Out of curiosity, what were you talking about before I joined you at the Hufflepuff table? It looked like you girls were lost in conversation.
Lila giggled.
Nothing much, really. Hermione and I were talking about what we might do when our families get together for Christmas. She suggested that the two of us get some pedicures together. I've never gotten one before, but she says that I'd be in for a real treat. She said that she got one for her birthday last year.
That's nice, replied Harry.
I'm sure you two could use a little girl time. I'm a little surprised, because I would have figured that between the two of you, you'd be the one telling Hermione about pedicures, not the other way around.
Lila shrugged.
She's a bookworm, Harry. That doesn't mean that she can't pamper herself every now and then.
I suppose you're right, chuckled Harry.
She's a very cute girl, and we all saw how she looked last Friday.
She's super cute, agreed Lila.
And I think she knows she's attractive, but sometimes she just needs a gentle reminder.
I think all girls do from time to time, replied Harry.
I've never seen you in muggle clothes. You've dropped your witch's broom and grown angel's wings tonight.
Oh, Harry, Lila sighed. She leaned over and gave him a big old smooch on the forehead. You're too sweet tonight. At that point, the server came back.
Hello again, you two. Would you like to be topped off?
Yes, please, replied Harry.
The server took their mugs to have them refilled and returned a minute or so later.
Here you go, loves.
Thank you,
Lila and Harry said in unison.
It didn't take too long for Harry and Lila to drain their butterbeers.
These are really, really good, Harry, Lila said with a silly grin.
Maybe just one more and we'll call it good.
Sounds good to me, Lila, replied Harry.
A few minutes later, the server returned to check on Harry and Lila.
My, you two have donned your butterbeers quickly. Shall I top you off one more time? She asked.
Yes, please, just once more each, replied Lila.
The server took their mugs, went to the bar to refill them, and returned to the table just a minute or so later.
Hey, you alums. Is there anything else I can help you with this evening?
Just the check, please, Harry answered.
The server giggled.
I'll be right back in just a couple. Thanks for your patronage.
She went back towards the bar, and to make her other rounds.
Need to use the loo, Lila, or I'll watch your seat, Harry asked.
If you don't mind, Harry, answered Lila sweetly.
I'll be back before you can say Wingardium Leviosa.
She returned just a couple of minutes later.
Your turn, Harry. Do you have a galleon or two in case she comes back before you return?
Yeah, just a sec, Harry replied.
He dug into his pocket and produced a galleon.
That'll cover it and then some. She can keep the change.
Perfect, replied Lila.
See you in a couple then.
Harry returned to his seat a minute or two later, and just a few seconds after he got back to his chair, the server returned with the check.
Here you go, loves, she said cheerily.
Lila gave the server the galleon Harry gave her.
Don't worry about the change, she told the server.
Thank you, the server replied.
You both have a terrific evening.
Harry and Lila made their way back to Hogwarts by following the directions that Professor McGonagall provided. About halfway to the castle, Harry stopped. He made certain that they were alone before he asked Lila a question.
Remember when you told me that song your father used to sing to you, the one with your name in it?
I do, Harry, replied Lila sweetly.
Harry's cheeks turned a deep pink.
I learned the song for you. I'd like to sing it for you.
Lila smiled at Harry.
All right, Harry, show me what you've learned.
Harry beamed at Lila and started singing in a brilliant tenor. Lila choked up a bit.
Oh, Harry, I don't know what to say.
A tear rolled down her cheek. That was beautiful.
She grabbed him by the collar of his shirt and planted a gentle smooch on his lips.
Whoa.
Harry thought to himself. He was in utter disbelief as to what had happened. It seemed so surreal. When he finally came to, he merely asked,
What just happened?
Lila giggled.
I don't know what just came over me, Harry. Forgive me.
Harry also started chuckling. It's okay, Lila. I'm glad you like the song.
Lila blushed. I loved it, Harry. Thank you.
She took his hands.
Are you ready to go back to the castle?
Harry nodded.
I'm ready, Lala.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.